Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Joe Mica, who is Vice President and Chief Security Officer at Verifone. Hi, Joe. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. Glad to be here.
So we're going to get Verifone's perspective on the state of security in the payments ecosystem, which is obviously a hot topic of conversation, and there's been just a ton of news and reports on everything that's happened in the retail environment since the Target data breach last year. So before we get into some details, give us the perspective of Verifone with respect to how secure the payments industry is today and what the state of security is with respect to initiatives happening in the space.
Sure. So let me start by saying that Verifone as a brand really believes in security. It's built into our company's DNA. So for the last 33 years, we've developed and delivered products and services that provide industrial strength security to the payment space. And I think in the current environment, especially with the recent data breaches that have been in the news, I don't think there's been ever this heightened level of interest and awareness about data security that there is today. I think one of the top priorities in 2014, obviously, for most companies is security, and of course it is at the forefront of everything we do at Verifone.
So Joe, the security is such a broad topic. Are there a couple of specific areas where you talk to retailers and try to get them to focus on data security and data protection?
Well, at Verifone, we're constantly engaging our clients to talk about security issues and understand their concerns so that we know that when we are building and developing our products and services, that we want to make sure that we have the needs and concerns of our clients in mind. I think, at the top of the list, obviously, is protecting sensitive data. I mean, and it's happening everywhere. It's not just the payment space. It's in the health industry. It's in the educational industry. It's in the technology industry. Everybody needs to protect sensitive data. And so especially in the payments industry where criminals can monetize that data for their profits, I think that's really at the forefront of many of the attacks that we see today.
So I would agree with you that protecting sensitive data is the number one priority. But what is the best approach to doing that? There's been so much written and talked about in terms of potential solutions. Is there one thing? Is it multiple things? What's the perspective that you bring to that discussion?
Yeah, there's no one thing that's going to be the silver bullet that's going to save everybody and protect everybody from criminals and computer intrusions. I think it's very clear that you have to take a layered approach to security. And, in the payment space, that layered approach, the way we look at it at least, I think, would be looking at EMV obviously as a technology, encryption, and tokenization. I think if you take those three layers, then you're beginning to really raise the bar to the point where it's going to be very difficult for criminals to be successful in stealing the data. And if they do steal it, it's not going to do them any good because it's useless. I think also, PCI has done a good job from a standpoint of setting a data security standard in the payments industry. But it's really the baseline. I mean, merchants and companies need to really be looking at data security, and PCI is really the starting point, but they really need to go above and beyond that. And we've seen that over the years with large merchants and smaller merchants and mid-sized merchants who've been attacked, and especially these large breaches that you've read about in the papers. All those merchants had gone through the PCI process, and at the time, they thought they were in compliance with the data security standards, but in fact they were breached. And when the investigations looked deeply into the intrusion, they were found not to be in compliance. So it's always got to be an ongoing approach to data security, they always have to be looking at how are they in compliance at any given time.
But how do merchants operationalize that? I mean, it must be very overwhelming to be thinking about this now proactively and certainly actively when they've never really given it as much thought, obviously, as they do now. What has to change?
Well, you know, I think we have to make it simpler for merchants. And, you know, PCI, again, the industry tried to set a standard that there were no standards before that, and I think it was a good starting point. But merchants were overwhelmed with PCI. And if you look at the program itself, it can be overwhelming. There's, you know, several hundred different points that you have to comply with within that guideline. So I think we need to look at simpler approaches where, you know, the merchant can rely on companies like ourselves to provide them with a solution that secures their transactions, it encrypts their transactions through the cycle. It takes that burden of protecting the data away from the merchant and puts it on the processor itself. So the merchant can focus on their task at hand of selling their goods and doing their commerce while they can be assured that the data is being protected within their systems and that there's no sensitive data being residing in their systems because they're using a tokenization program in place for returns of merchandise. So I think that approach really simplifies it for merchants. And again, it shifts that burden of PCI over to more of a processor environment where their focus can be more on securing the data there.
That sounds certainly sensible and something that merchants would probably respond very, very well to. Let's talk about EMV. Obviously, a lot in the news about EMV and the coming liability shift. The perspective, obviously, that Verifone has on EMV is that it's necessary, and I know you're shipping devices that include the EMV capability. How do you think about that conversation with merchants in the context of what you just talked about, which is a layered approach is really required to protect the sensitive information that merchants are exposed to?
Well, again, I think, you know, it's making sure that the merchants understand that EMV itself is not the total solution. It's part of the puzzle of data security, but it's a very important piece of data security. And I think that getting merchants to understand and use that technology is so important. But EMV by itself, again, and I think this is something that we need to emphasize in the marketplace, you've got to use EMV along with the other layers, the encryption layer and the tokenization layer, because if the data, without encryption and tokenization, if the data is in the clear anywhere in the system, criminals can take that data and then use it again fraudulently. So we've got to make sure that the data is encrypted. So the encryption piece is very important when utilizing EMV technology.
So one of the things, Joe, that merchants ask, I was with a group of them earlier in the week, and there's still confusion about the role of EMV, which is card-based solution, and the move to mobile solutions, which of course is what everyone is focused on for the obvious reasons. How do you help explain that environment or help merchants understand how those two things work together?
Well, you know, I think looking forward to you know, where we're going with mobile and EMV, I think the two technologies are going to exist in combination for a number of years. So I think it's going to be clear that for a number of years, you're going to have payment cards using EMV technology for card-present transactions. But I think at the same time, and we've seen this already in some countries, where they're starting to use the mobile device, you know, as the payment device itself. So those two technologies, I think, are going to exist in parallel for a number of years. I think the card, obviously, it's in the market. It's going to stay in the market. The mobile technology is moving in that direction. But I think you're going to have both technologies. So I think what we try to do at Verifone is make sure that the devices that we provide to our clients and our merchants are capable of both handling not only EMV cards and technology, but also mobile devices.
Last question. How has the conversation changed since the data breaches? Are you seeing all types of merchants really increase their enthusiasm for EMV and the requirements to change their terminals to be compliant? Are there certain categories that you think are going to be the last to make the changeover? What is your prediction for how this will evolve?
Well, I think with the large data breaches over the last year that have been in the media, I think everybody is aware of the problem, and I think that these most recent breaches have really been the tipping point, and so they're going to drive. You're going to see these large merchants begin to install equipment into their retail locations and stores that are ready and to accept EMV transactions. At the same time, I think, there's a push to get issuers begin to issue those cards because you need both. I mean, you have the terminals, and many of the large merchants are already putting those in place and have them in place, but I think we need to get the issuers again to start issuing the cards. And I think that's really going to change the environment. I think with the midsize and smaller merchants, it's going to be a little more difficult to motivate them to install those types of technology and terminals. But I think that the education process that needs to go on there with the smaller merchants is to, again, educate them to levels of security and tools and products that are available to them that really can protect their environment. And I think, there's still an attitude out there, I think more on the smaller and mid-sized merchants, that they're not going to be breached. They're not going to be a victim of a data security breach. But I think, that's being naive in today's environment. The public hears about the large breaches that make the media and make the news. But every day there are hundreds of small merchants across the country in the U.S. and around the world that are victimized by computer hackers, but the public doesn't hear about those. And so there's thousands of those going on all the time, and again, the merchant doesn't think they're going to be targeted because they're a small merchant, they're a mom-and-pop store. Why would a criminal come after them? And, it's agonizing because I've had these discussions with the owners of these small businesses, and they can't understand, why anybody would target them and steal the data from their environment.
Well, I think you make a great point. What is the saying on the internet? No one knows you're a dog. On the internet, no one knows you're a small merchant, right? They're just going for the most vulnerable place where the criminals can get the data that they need.
Well, that's a key point, and they really are. These criminals are so sophisticated now. Many of their attacks are all automated, so they're using scripts on their computers. And they're just constantly searching the internet space for open remote access ports. And when they find those, they're looking for the vulnerabilities. So they're not really targeting a specific merchant.
Right.
The merchants just pop up as the vulnerabilities pop up. And so they're just constantly scanning, looking for these merchants. But once they find that one vulnerability, they're going to exploit that. And if it's a vulnerability that can affect other merchants that use the same type of operating system or the same type of tools to protect themselves, then they're going to exploit those merchants also. And so we've seen that type of attack over the years.
Well, Joe, it's been great to get your perspective on a topic that's obviously very, very important to the payments ecosystem and certainly the confidence of the consumer to use it. So thanks very much for joining me. Hope to talk to you again soon.
And just before we leave, I just wanted to mention that Verifone is launching a online web portal for merchants that can look at information on payment security. It's at www.addressthethreat.com. And on that, you'll see recent interviews and from our Verifone Security Roadshow that just went on this last quarter. So I would encourage merchants to take a look at that. I think they'll find the information informative and help them with their security.
That sounds like a great resource. Thanks for making us aware of that. That's addressthethreat.com. What an appropriate URL.
We thought so.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, Karen, it's been my pleasure.